It's not just about selling your products anymore. You need to know how your products work. You need to know what you're putting out there, and you need to be the expert at it so that you can educate your consumer. And then that also builds trust. So it's like, okay, she did the work. She has her license in cosmetology. She's a hair expert, and then being able to talk about it. So I think that truly sets us apart as well.
Nadine Ramos is the CEO and founder of Blessed Bananas, a hair care brand that uses pure banana oil-based products for healthy, frizz-free hair. Leveraging her success from her first business, Lazio Professional Hair Care, a leader in the keratin treatment industry, she brings more than 15 years of valuable expertise to her latest business venture. Blessed Bananas is all about creating clean, toxin-free hair care that's safe for the whole family to use. Her innovation in the hair care industry is evident in the brand, where her passion for ingredients, community, and encouraging self-care bonding moments really shines through. Get ready to hear Nadine's story and her biggest business secrets. Coming up, you'll hear how Nadine turned tragedy into a driving force behind her first business, Lazio. Nadine shares her journey to becoming an expert in the hair care industry. She talks about how hiring the right people and building a strong team are crucial to Blessed Banana's success. Nadine shares her perspective on the importance of self-care and effective leadership. And finally, she reveals her biggest business secrets. This is the Entrepreneurista podcast, presented by Socialfly.
It's the best business meeting you'll ever have, with must-hear real-life looks at how leading women in business are getting it done
and what it takes to build and grow a successful company.
It's beyond the gram,
with no filters,
no limits,
and plenty of surprises. Nadine, I am so thrilled to finally be recording this episode for you. It has been, I feel like, at least a year in the making. You were one of our first Entrepreneurista 100 award winners. We then got connected by a mutual friend and hit it off on a Zoom. And here we are now today. And I cannot wait to dive into your full Entrepreneurista journey and story. So thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. You are so amazing in everything you do at Entrepreneurista. So thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Nadine. So I want to know, as a child, when you were growing up, did you always know that eventually you would have your own business one day and want to start a business?
So I didn't know that I wanted to own my own business when I was younger, but I did know as I grew older that I couldn't work for anyone else. It was one of those things that I would find myself feeling so unhappy at any job, any position I was in. And that's when the spark went off, where it was like, what's going on with me? Why am I like this? And soon after that, I would realize that I was born to be an entrepreneur.
Tell me about your idea to start your first business. Where did it come from?
So when I started Lazio, the idea and how it presented itself was the year that I lost my mother. And so I took that tragedy and that grief, and I turned it into perseverance. And an opportunity came where I saw this amazing product being performed. It was an underground treatment by someone who was visiting from Brazil, and he did not speak a lick of English, did not want to share anything about the product, but the transformation that it did was amazing. Long story short, it took years for me to raise money, to go to Brazil, to find this formula, bring it back, dig for resources, find a chemist, deformulate, and then bring it to market. It was not an overnight success. It took about 5 to 7 years to develop this whole thing from the moment I saw it to bringing it to market. And that's how I birthed Lazio.
What year was this when you first met this man who had this magic potion?
Yes, it was the year 2000. So I lost my mother that year. And I was like in a crossroad where, like, I did not know what I was going to do with the rest of my life. I was still very young. But as I mentioned, I would land these jobs, never feel fulfilled. Something was always missing. And that year, I just felt so driven because I guess I was so voided that that hurt was really, again, developing something new in me where it was like, I have nothing to lose at this point. That got me excited. Seeing this man transform here with this magic potion literally changed my life. And I knew, and I didn't know how, but I knew I would make it mine and do something great with it.
So you mentioned this long process of 5 to 7 years to really get the company up and running, figure out the formula, going to Brazil, raising money. Can you dive deeper into that whole process and how you actually figured out a lot of those first steps to get everything going?
Okay, so I grew up in a single family home. So I never had a role model of a business or entrepreneurship. It truly was an unction in me that was kind of directing each step. So it started with this feeling that I could not resist of this will change my life. I've never seen anything like it. The passion, the excitement, the dreaming of it, right? So I started fantasizing of like, what can I do with this? That started to lead to this confidence of saying, I'm going to share this excitement with those who are closest to me, and I'm going to do the uncomfortable and ask for money. And so that led to that next step of like, I'm going to go ask for money. They're going to buy into this excitement, and I'm going to make it to Brazil. At that time, my Brazilian friend took me to see this treatment being performed. So I was able to use her network of people to come with me to Brazil. We explored Sao Paulo and brought back a bunch of different formulas. And then that led to the next steps where it's like, okay, now what? I have all these formulas. What would I do with that? What's the next steps? And it's just also taking a moment to really pause and think, what do I do? What's the next steps here? And it's finding that within you. I think we have the answers within us. We just have to sometimes pause and in that stillness, listen to that voice that's going to direct us. And that's what I did. And so it was finding a chemist and again, doing the uncomfortable, asking for more money. But they saw that I was driven enough to go to Brazil, bring it back. They were like, wow, this girl's on fire here. Let's buy into this, you know? And that's how that process started.
And when did you actually end up launching the first products and everything went live?
The year 2007. So I had to go to cosmetology school, which was horrifying for me because I always loved everything beauty and fashion, but these hands were not made to be behind the chair and doing other people's hair. Like I could do my own hair, but I knew it was a sacrifice that I had to make in order to learn about hair, become an expert in hair, and to develop this formula to what it really truly needed to be, and then educate on it. So after cosmetology school, I was ready. I had the confidence in knowing about hair to take it to market. And how I did that was knocking on salon doors in my neighborhood. And girl, were those doors shutting right in my face? Like, no, what is this? No one knew about this, but it didn't stop me. And I just kept pushing through, knocking on doors, started by doing my friend's hair. Once they had that treatment, I mean, it sold itself. And the word started to grow that way.
Up next, get ready to hear about Blessed Banana's growth strategies and embracing the power of social media.
You were pretty early in like the social media days, right? Like 2007, 2008, 2009 is really when Facebook, Twitter, then Instagram really started to take off. Were you also early on social and trying to get the word out on social media then?
Absolutely. Like just jumping in those moments as they presented themselves. So it was never shying away from whatever technology was present at that time, nor like that whole networking. When I started this journey, entrepreneurship wasn't something that we spoke about often. And it felt kind of lonely because here I am, I'm a woman, a Latina woman at that, with no business background. My network of people were not driven the way I was, my group of friends. And so it was very lonely. And I had to learn a lot of everything by myself and through trial and error. And so when social media presented itself, we were like, let's get on it, you know? And then I'm also a strong believer of hiring those who come with more experience or with that creativity that's just so contagious, and someone who's going to bring something to the table that I can't bring, right? So that's adding value to my business. So I've always worked that way from very early on, hiring the underdog, right? Who then outshine most people and really helped me take my brand to another level. And that's how we did it. I led a lot with my heart and my gut and knowing and seeing things about people that other people wouldn't see in them.
I completely agree with you there. You need to surround yourself with the right team, and building a business really at the end of the day is all about the team you build around it, especially in a product-based business. Like, you did the hard part. You created that amazing product that people want. And once they see it, they want to keep buying it. But in order to keep running the business, you need to build that solid foundation with that incredible team. And I always say, like, I want to bring on people that know a lot more than I do. Like, I can already add the value I can. I want to bring on other people who know all the things that I don't know so we can keep building and scaling. Was there a certain point that you like hit that scale where you realized, like, we've got something here, things are really taking off, and it was just that hockey stick growth?
100%. And once the hard work was done, I felt like that's when, and it wasn't truly overnight success, but it does take that one moment to change your life. And for me, it was when those doors were closing, I kept going and I created a cheesy website, $19 on Yahoo. I had no idea what I was doing. I'm telling you, it was the cheesiest thing, but it was a way for the New York Times to find me. And they did an article on this. They kept hearing about what I was doing. They did this article on keratin treatments, and that was it. My whole life changed from, like, legit overnight. From one day to the next, my phone was exploding. The customers, I had people traveling from overseas to come and meet with me to learn about my product. And it was a blessing in disguise, but also, like, what do you do with that growth, right? Like, supply on demand? I was not ready for that. And so again, it was a lot of costly mistakes, I guess, trial and error that did cost some money in the mix. But ultimately, it was the most amazing thing that happened.
What were some of those early mistakes that you made, and what did you learn from them?
There were so many, honestly, to choose from. But one that I think would resonate with people is not trusting and feeling like I had to do everything on my own. That was a very big mistake, because had I delegated, I think I could have got more done. Also, because I had that mindset of, like, overprotective over what I built, I took on everything and it was draining. And I found myself putting the business and everything and everyone before me. And as the leader, I was lacking. And so that was a big mistake. And now that I know what I know, this girl puts herself first in order to lead efficiently and effectively. I have to be well, mind, body, and soul. And so it's one of the things I feel like it's such a simple but important tool that we must use. And that's taking time out for ourselves so our minds are good and we can be the best leaders for our business and for the growth that we're looking to achieve.
Absolutely. It's why we created our whole theme of our Founders Weekend retreat this year around wealth and wellness for founders. And we're so happy that you're going to be part of everything, because it's so true. I've learned the same lesson over the years. You know, if you just are working around the clock and not delegating and taking everything on, you can burn out and your body can crash and then you can't take care of everyone else. So how can we put ourselves first and our body first and our mind first and learn these different tools and modalities to take care of ourselves, because otherwise we can't take care of our businesses. So I feel like, especially ever since 2020, it's been so important.
Yes, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more.
Did you hit burnout at a certain point when you realized this?
Oh, yes. There was a moment when I felt like I didn't want to get out of the bed. I felt like I wanted to give up. And I knew back then that's not my personality. And so that's when I knew I need a trusted partner, someone that I can bring on and trust. And, you know, God would make a way that I had a partner who was with me for 13 years. And it wasn't until recently that we had to part ways. And it was nothing negative. It was just life has brought us onto two different paths. But it was always, you know, it was what I needed. And 13 years of dedication, loyalty, and trust. And she was a tremendous attribute to the growth of our business and brand. And so it was during that burnout that I knew I had to be open-minded to letting someone in, and God would have it that I had that perfect partner to do that with.
Were you seeking her out, or did you like put a call out that you were looking for a partner to bring on? How did she come into the mix?
Oh my goodness, what an amazing story. Her story is amazing. She comes in as a cold caller. I had been praying for this. Like, I knew I needed something different. She comes in as a cold caller. It's quiet. So I was like, she's weird. Why is she so quiet? I don't trust the quiet ones, you know? Like, so just watching her from afar. And it wasn't until a moment where we did a big trade show in New York. And the person who put the show together for us, we asked her to come in so we could regroup. And we gave constructive criticism on how we believe the show went and ways that we could have done it better. Well, the lady didn't like it and quit on the spot. And it was the weirdest thing, because sometimes we need to be forced into moments in order for change to truly happen. Now, granted, I've been praying for this person knowing that I needed this partner. And so this cold caller was sitting in this meeting, and all of a sudden, she has this big, bold voice of confidence. And she's like, it's okay. She walked away. Here's where I feel. And this brilliant brain just exploded. And it was just silence, because there was a team of 10 of us there. And we were just shocked that this quiet lady has a voice, but a voice with such creativity. And she just seriously changed the game right then and there. She became a marketing director. From there, she spearheaded my education department. She helped to grow sales by like 40%. From there, she grew into my COO, and she did that for many years.
Wow. I loved hearing that. You never know. Pray for it, put it out into the universe, and she'll deliver. So Nadine, talk to me about your building this huge business, and now you have an idea to start another business. And I know, as an entrepreneurista, we all have lots of ideas. And for me, especially, I'm like, oh, we can do this and we can do this and we can build this. And now that we've built one business, we know how to execute the next business and make it happen. But sometimes our priorities can get diverted and focus can be great. But you've done it now. You have now launched another business, Blessed Bananas. Talk to me about how this came to be and how you've made it all work.
So coming from the salon professional space, I felt it was easy to transition and stay in hair care. But as a mom now, like I started last year when I was young, I was single. My priorities are different now as a mother of two young boys. I am more hyper aware of what I buy, the foods that I buy, what I allow for them to put on their skin, in their hair. And so with that, it's like just watching them in action inspired me, because it wasn't until there was a moment of us in our kitchen and, you know, they're savage over snacks and they're devouring bananas and the light bulb went off. It literally was that moment of me just sitting watching them. And I'm like, huh, now I'm into formulas, right? With Lacio, all these years of developing new formulas. I started to think, how can bananas benefit the hair? I stay in my lane. A hair care, I'm staying in hair care. I'm not diverting into any other type of category. So it's like hair care. And when I started to do research, I found nothing that was pure. Extracts, blends, but nothing in its purest form. And then the challenge was on. I was like, wait, I am going to challenge myself and I am going to figure out how do we extract pure banana oil from the peel. And it would be an amazing marketing story too, right? So using my resources. All these years, you accumulate resources. My network has grown. I was able to contact some people and we made it happen. And so it was challenging, but I knew it was something we had to do to set ourselves apart and for it to make sense to create a whole other brand, a whole mm-hmm. other company with retail products. And so with that, it was just like a no-brainer in a sense, but it was fun because it was inspired by my boys.
Yeah. How long did the process take this time from start to finish of coming up with the idea to then having product on shelves?
Less than a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's the secret, right? And I think that, you know, when we're all first starting businesses, things obviously take a lot longer, right? Because we're doing it for the first time, we're learning, we're building that network. But once you've had all of that experience and you have that network to tap and to go to, and you can learn from all these learning lessons, you can do things a lot faster.
Absolutely. It's almost like you pay the price early on, right? But it comes in handy as the years go on and you build that network and the experience, and it's all worth it.
Talk to me about your marketing strategy for the launch of Less Bananas. I know social media has changed so much since 2007, 8, and 9 when it comes to getting products out there. And now, are you on Shopify? Do you Shopify?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're not using Yahoo e-commerce anymore. We're going with all the new
2008.
all the new tech. And look, I say this too, like it's never been easier to start a business, right? Because there's so many other tools that are out there right now. So you can get from product market fit a lot faster than we could 20 years ago. So yeah, talk to me about the launch, marketing strategy. What's been working for you?
So it's so funny you asked that because we had a meeting earlier today and I'm like, I cannot believe the power of TikTok. Like, wow. It has done wonders. But here's the funny thing. It works for Blessed Bananas, but it doesn't work the same for Lossio. So Instagram and believe it or not, Facebook ads work amazing for the Lossio brand, whereas it doesn't do well for my Blessed Banana brand. So it's learning the algorithm, learning who your true customer is. Where is she? Who has the buying power here? Is she on TikTok most of the time? Then that's where you want to market. And so once again, I hire those who have more of an agile mind, that younger generation, because it really speaks to the brand.
Yeah.
And so their creative ability to kind of create this content to then, you know, be able to market it successfully on the platforms that truly work for the brand is the route that I go. But again, it's still all testing. So we didn't know TikTok was going to be an amazing partnership of marketing for Blessed Bananas. That took time to learn. And now we know what type of content works, right? So it's all trial and error for a short while. You want to always gauge what's working, what's not on a weekly basis. We don't do monthly, we do weekly. Mm-hmm. And then we start making those changes accordingly. So our ad dollars are not going down the drain on content that's not working. And
Absolutely.
So it's just keeping a heavy pulse on everything that we put out there. But to your question, it's the strategy is social media. Social media is where it's at.
Tell me about your TikTok strategy for Blessed Bananas. Are you advertising on TikTok or is it all through content creators and influencers?
So UGC is all through influencers. And I am so bored with what's out there and even with what we're getting. So we need to come up with something new here. We have to change what these people are creating. It's the same thing, right? That unboxing. Oh, I like it on my hair. This is how we work. We need something fresh. So I don't know, maybe it's going to be us to develop that. But UGC works because we want people to see how it's working on different hair types and how people are using it. So we do have a UGC strategy as well as education. Again, our consumers are smart. They're savvy. Mm-hmm. They're educated. They want product knowledge. It's not just about selling your products anymore. You need to know how your products work. You need to know what you're putting out there and you need to be the expert at it so that you can educate your consumer.
Yes.
And so that they're not educating each other, but you as the expert are educating your consumer. And then that also builds trust. So it's like, okay, she did the work. She has her license in cosmetology. She's a hair expert. We're constantly pushing, you know, the envelope there with learning different ways of using ingredients and things, and then being able to talk about it. So I think that truly sets us apart as well.
Have you been putting yourself out there, like as the face of Blessed Bananas and as a thought leader for the brand?
I could do better. I'll say that. It is my weakness, to be honest. I feel that my strength is being inspired by even different things, even just like if I'm at the park with the boys, or I take a girls trip, or I do a trade show, or I meet with a chemist and have lunch with a chemist. You don't even understand what that would do for your whole world. And so those kind of things, that inspires me. And I live in the moment and I'm not capturing as much as I should. But I do plan on being better at that.
Look, I know firsthand, it is not easy. You definitely need someone by your side capturing that content to get it all out there. Because when it all falls on you, like I'm like you, like I'm in the moment and I'm like, oh wait, I didn't capture that or share that. And all these great things are happening that I know people want to know about and we didn't capture it. So we can make a commitment to each other. We're going to create more content this year to help inspire and share with others. We'll make sure we get it at the event too.
Yes, for sure. Can't wait.
What has been the most challenging part about managing two brands now?
Naturally, I find myself putting a little more effort into Blessed Bananas because it's new. Mm-hmm. And I know there's still so much work to be done. I feel like Lacio already has that established name and recognition and trust in the salon professional industry. And so naturally, I feel that I'm drawn more to putting effort in towards Blessed Bananas. But I would say having a strong team, like my sister's also vice president of Blessed Bananas. So whenever I have to put a heavier focus on Lacio, she's there to pick up the slack and just keep it moving and growing and, you know, thinking for me. She knows the goal and the vision. And so that helps. But it's hard to give 100% to both. There's just no way, right? So something gets neglected somewhat, but not to the point where it's detrimental to either brand.
Well, it's good you have a really great team that can help to carry everything forward and run the businesses as well. For Courtney and I, Courtney runs our agency business, Socialfly, and I run everything with Entreprenista now. So we've been able to divide and conquer, but it can be hard when you feel like, you know, you want to do so much here and here. So it all comes back to team, bringing on the right people to help execute and bring everything to life.
And I'll tell you, if I didn't have the right team, there's no way I would have launched Blessed Bananas, because then I would just probably drive myself crazy. You know what I mean? I'll be doing a disservice to myself. So it was definitely easier to take it to market and say yes to this new idea because of the team.
Is Blessed Bananas already in retail stores, or are you focused on D2C first?
Focused on D2C, and then we do plan on product extension for May and June launch. And that's when I want to put a heavy, heavy focus on retail.
Are you already in talks with retailers to get into specific stores?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it takes time. And then that's another thing. Like, Lacio is a global brand. And so we're dealing with more distribution and not so much retailers. Blessed Bananas will be more dealing with retailers. Retail, and that's all new for us. So, you know, I'm educating myself as I wait. I believe there's a waiting period as well that's important before diving into something that I'm not so familiar with. What if I signed the wrong contract because I was such in a rush, right? And wanted my brand on shelves and really truly wasn't mentally prepared for it. And then from a business standpoint, are we ready to mass produce? So it's all these things. I've learned that with Lacio. And so I believe timing is everything, and our time is going to come, that's for sure. And we'll be ready when it does.
What have been some of those first learning lessons in terms of starting to get some meetings with retailers and figuring out who you want to get in with?
So it sounds good when it's like, okay, the big stores like a Target or a Walmart. But do those stores really truly align with my brand messaging? So it's learning that. Also, is the details of the contract, what are those expectations there? Would we be able to eat a lot of those costs just to say that we're in retail, right? Or is it that it's smart, let us grow it, drive the consumer to ask by name for our products. And the conversation will be different when we're meeting with the buyers. Mm-hmm. So versus them knocking on your door or you're knocking on their door, I think leverage is different depending on who's knocking on whose door, if that makes sense. And so I want to just pace myself, you know, I'm not desperate. There's no desperado over here.
Yes. No, that's good. Well, I have to tell everyone because I just received your products in the mail a couple of days ago. So I have now started using the Blessed Banana shampoo and conditioner and it smells so good. And now I'm using it on Molly and she loves it. So I have Nadine, I have to send you this video of her like actually washing her hair because usually I'm the one to wash it and I put it on her hands and she started doing it and like putting her head under the faucet and doing it. And she's never been like that before. And she's obsessed with it. So I'm going to text you the video so you can see it, but I just want everyone to know they smell so good. The product smells amazing. So
the name is so cute, right? Like Blessed Bananas, but it doesn't smell like bananas. And I feel like it could somewhat be deceiving because it's like, oh, it must smell like bananas, but it doesn't. It has more of a luxury clean scent to it.
No, it's funny you say that because I was texting Caitlin. I was like, you're not going to believe this. Blessed Banana smells amazing, but it actually doesn't smell like bananas. Because when I told Molly, I thought it was going to smell like bananas when I opened it. I'm like, this smells nothing like bananas. It smells like, yes, like sweet luxury.
Yes. Oh, I love that. Sweet luxury.
You can love take it. That. It's yours.
Thank you.
Tell me, do you have other products on the horizon that you're planning to launch in the next year or two that you can talk about?
Sure. So definitely a new shampoo and conditioner. And all right, so I'm not going to give away too much, but I'm a strong believer that we can use ingredients for multiple purposes. And I want to create that one product that has a multifunctionality to it. And so I think we might end up launching between 3 to 4 new products come May, June timeframe. Yeah, we'll see.
I'm so excited. Well, you have to keep us posted so we can share with everyone.
Coming up, Nadine reveals her process for turning market needs into product innovation, and she reveals her biggest business secrets.
How do you come up with new products to launch? Like, what is that actual process?
For me, it's truly filling a need. Right? In the marketplace, because let's be honest, it's a saturated market, the beauty industry, period. And so it's like, okay, why come up with a new product that's not really going to make a dent in the industry? It has to make sense for me. And so it has to be also quality over quantity. And when I saw that, you know, inspired by bananas and pure banana oil and exact and the function of it and how it works and the benefits, it made sense to launch that. And now with the current line doing well, we're hearing from our consumers, oh, what about this? What about that? And although that could get confusing, you have to stay focused. You have to have clarity as to why you would extend a product line. I take from that and it's like, okay, if 35 women or 1,000 women are wanting and saying the same thing, then there's a need for it in the marketplace. And then you do your research and you find that there is a need and then you develop accordingly. That's my strategy.
Thank you for sharing. And that's why we have this podcast, to share all of these business secrets so everyone can learn from them and be able to take the little tidbits to apply in their own business. So Nadine, what would you say is your biggest business secret that you have learned from all of your years in business?
I would say remaining teachable and open to advice. I feel like that has really shaped me into the entrepreneur I am today, is learning from my peers, and even in different industries, it's just learning how to be a successful leader. Mm-hmm. And so just always remaining knowledgeable. We're never going to reach a point where we have arrived and we know it all. Mm-hmm. There's so many different ways of doing things. And we learn that from different people and their successes. And so it's really just remaining open-minded to that. That's my secret.
Yeah, no, I love it. I completely agree. I just always want to be learning. Like there's always so many new things happening and so much to learn, and just having that openness to realizing like we don't know absolutely everything, but let's keep learning because that's how our business will continue to grow and how we can all continue to evolve. So I love that secret, Nadine. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Nadine, I know that you're involved in a lot of, you know, give back and charity work. Can you share more about some of the work that you're doing?
Yeah. So give back is near and dear to my heart. I feel truthfully that I was, I don't know, like a natural born giver. Mm. I don't feel like my true self if I'm not giving. Mm. And I know that has a lot to do with my upbringing and my background, but today I'm so proud to say that between Lawson and Blessed Bananas, we have helped build, I want to say over 500 wells in India.
Wow.
And locally here, we've been in Florida for 2 years now. And one of the things I knew I had to kind of jump on and make happen immediately was partnering up with an organization that gives back to the local community. And so through my church, I partnered up with a foundation called Restore Outreach and the Salvation Army. And so what we do here at Lazio and Blessed Bananas is we go out on a monthly basis, and I'm talking the whole team. We go out and we provide hair washing and scalp massages for those who are displaced from their homes. And so it's a moment of just fulfilling our purpose, mm-hmm. and serving others and just making it about them in that moment and watching them literally transport into a place of feeling loved and worthy, mm-hmm. for that 10 minutes of being touched. And I get emotional because life is lifing and we have so many things going on and there's so many people dealing with real struggles. And for us to just take a moment and be part of that is, it means the world. I mean, you cannot work for Lazio unless you commit to that. That's part of our onboarding. Like that's how near and dear it is to us. Like if you can't commit, you can't work here. And it's what we do and so much more, right? To come because for us, that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. We are truly blessed. And so we have to be a blessing to others, period.
It's so amazing. And it's incredible all you've accomplished, all you continue to do for other people as well, and sharing your mission and your knowledge and all of your learning lessons. It's an honor to talk to you and just hear everything, Nadine. And I can't wait to finally like give you a hug and meet you in person at the event. And
I'm going to squeeze you
a month. So I am so excited. So for those who don't already know, I know I just shared this a little bit earlier in the episode here, but Nadine is going to be at our Founders Weekend event from May 3rd to May 5th. And you're going to be presenting a whole workshop for the community as well. All of your learning lessons, building a business. So definitely come and meet Nadine at the event. And there's going to be goodies in the gift bags from Blessed Bananas. All the good stuff is happening. So we're so, so thrilled to be partnering with you on the event. Nadine, almost the last question for you, but what does being an entrepreneurista mean to you?
I love the name entrepreneurista. Oh, so beautiful. When I think of being an entrepreneurista and just the name alone, I instantly think of boldness. I think of women empowerment. I think of inspiration, motivation, aspiration. I think of compassion. I think of passion, being passionate. And I think ultimately a sense of confidence that's unbreakable. So when I hear that name, it embodies all of what I just said. It's just a powerful name in itself.
Well, it is so you. I feel like you just described yourself and everything you just shared over the past 40 minutes, sharing your story. It's so, so incredible. Nadine, where can everyone find you, follow you? For those that want to buy Blessed Bananas or Lazio products, where should they head over to do so? And we will link out to everything in the show notes too.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah. So the easiest way is through our website. You can find Lazio products at www.lazioinc.com. And Blessed Bananas, you can find that at blessed-bananas.com.
Amazing. And we will link out to everything in the show notes, as well as all of your social handles. Nadine, thank you again for being here and sharing your story. I'm Stephanie, and this is the best business meeting I've ever had.
Hey, thanks for listening and leaving us a 5-star review. We'd really appreciate it. And we'd love to stay in touch with each of you. You can listen to all of our latest episodes at entrepreneurista.com and connect with us on Instagram at Entrepreneuristas. We'd also love to invite you to join the Entrepreneurista League, our private membership community for trailblazing women. You can head over to entrepreneurista.com/the league. We'll see you there. Wishing you a productive week ahead.